Welcome to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. I'm Joey Roberts.
You know, there's a lot of things that like the content creators don't understand about the seller side of things. For example, did the seller move my video off that upper carousel? And I'm like, no. The seller does not have control over that. That's Amazon. Yeah. Like the only thing that the seller can do is add the product video and Amazon does the rest. You know, so like that level of education for the influencers about what's going on the seller side. And then I spend the other half of my time talking to sellers and educating them about how the content creation and the influencer program works. And
Liz Saunders, welcome to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. Your rich background as a former Amazon seller and the founder of Fluencer Fruit Software, focusing on the significance of user-generated content for Amazon sellers. Guys, we are talking about your products in people's videos and photos. It's typically influencers. And this presents a unique opportunity for us to discuss and simplify the intricacies of e-commerce and digital marketing strategies. Welcome, Liz.
Hey, Joey. Thanks for having me.
Yes, so excited to dive in. And also, super fun fact, y'all, Liz and I both live in Austin, Texas, and we were having a chat via Zoom, and it wasn't like till an hour in, we realized we were like 20 minutes apart.
I do think it was like right at the end, we were like, oh yeah, where are you today? What's your weather like? It was like, oh, Texas. Wait, what? Texas? Me too. Austin. Oh, we're like 20 minutes. Got it. Okay.
I was like, great. This just means we're getting coffee and happy hour and we can do Yay! Things in studio.
Absolutely.
I love it. All right. So let's start by just hearing your Amazon journey, right? This is Fearless Sellers, all about selling products online. And I love that you are a former Amazon seller. Can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. So I was single at the time with three little kids. And I came from a background of like being an entrepreneur, but I'd worked at a, you know, we all have the same bug where it's like, you can't just have one thing, right? So you're like doing all the things. And a friend of mine had started selling on Amazon, and she was selling at the time like oil diffusing jewelry, which was huge. And she did like, you know, big numbers. And so I started getting interested in it. I took a course, started hanging out with Amazon sellers, and then launched disposable rain ponchos for kids in multi-packs. Nice. In 2016. Yes. And as a single mom, it paid my mortgage, which was like beyond exciting, right? Because it was like, oh my gosh, this could be huge. And I launched right as they changed the terms of service around incentivized written reviews. And so, yeah.
Oh,
everybody I knew was launching and like taking off, and everybody was doing incentivized written reviews, and it was huge. And it was like, we got like 10 reviews in and they changed terms of service, and then they pulled a bunch of stuff. And so we had a little bit of like a rocky beginning, but recovered with everybody, you know, and did sell, expanded to adult disposable rain ponchos in multi-packs and family packs, and did that for a while. And then like a year in, I went to work for Jungle Scout, kept my business going for a little bit. And then I got an authenticity complaint, I assume from a competitor, right? And it was, are you really manufacturing these? And at the time, it was like, by the time that I recovered, because this was back, you know, 2016, like 2017, I wasn't doing any PPC. I just was ranking organically because I sold well in the first spot for disposable rain ponchos. And it was like after I got my listing back, I just didn't recover my number one spot. And I was like, all right, is this really worth this right now? And I ended up closing the listing because I just didn't have the emotional margin to go fight the battle anymore.
Oh.
But did it for a couple of years and really enjoyed it. Decided if I ever went back that I'd probably pick something with a higher margin because it's just as much work, right? It was just, I was making like $1 to $5 a sale as opposed to $10 to $20 a sale or more, you know? So that was my, in hindsight, if I went back and did it again, I'd pick a more expensive product.
Yeah, I feel that. The first product I ever launched, and Liz, I've never told you that. My listeners might know, but it's this like ridiculous strap that I'm holding up. If y'all are listening, I'm holding it up on, you can watch it on YouTube. Yeah, I launched this strap, and very similar is, it was 2017 and it was listed for $6.99. So there's no margin. Like I was
there's
making
no margin. Money. Yes.
So then I went complete opposite. And the next product I launched was a massive margin because I launched around $200. And by the time I sold the business, it was at like $400. So yeah, I totally see where it's like one end of the spectrum. And then I went crazy. It was like, that's it. I'm going to go wild on my margins.
That's definitely what I would do if I did it again, would go back the other direction. Cause like the, I think I started with the listing at $399 for a single pack. And there's no, I mean, there's no margin in that, right? Nothing. I was like, what am I doing? I just didn't know, you know, you just learn as you go. And then when we got to three packs, it was like, oh, okay. So we sold two and three packs and those had some margin in them and they did, I mean, they did well. So
I bet those would do well. That still sounds like a cool product that is needed. And that's what sometimes selling products is. You're selling products that people are really going to love.
Yep.
So congrats for even doing it. And I love that it paid your mortgage. So it sounds successful to me.
Yep. Yep. It was fun.
It is. And now your world is all about user generated content. So let's just explain to the listeners. Look, I like to just make everything so simple. We have advanced sellers listening, sellers of all levels, and some that haven't even been started. But I don't like to use tons of acronyms. I just like to talk like a real person. So let's just talk about what it is when we're saying user generated content.
Yeah. So user-generated content is literally people using your product and filming themselves and talking about it. And they talk about what it looks like coming out of the box and how they use it and what it was like to assemble this. And, you know, the thing that they wished they'd known before they opened it and all of those things that people who haven't yet bought your product may be wondering when they're considering buying it. And so the user-generated content just helps authentically answer questions and share about your product. And you see UGC or user generated content all over the place. Like there are people on TikTok, there are people on Instagram, there are people on, you know, we're going to talk about on Amazon. I mean, it just, you're seeing it more and more. And that's because the statistics show us that user generated content converts better than brand content. People want to see real people using the products.
And do they want to see real people's faces or they just want to see the product in action? I always wonder that because I'm in the Amazon Influencer Program and I do both. And sometimes there's days I put my face in it and sometimes it's just my hands.
Yeah. We don't have enough data around that for the on-site Amazon stuff. People do really well with being on and off camera. I would say just anecdotally, if you're like building an audience on Instagram, TikTok, like one of those, it probably resonates better with people if they can like see you on camera. But I don't know, people are building faceless YouTube channels right now using AI talking about stuff and doing pretty well. So I could be totally wrong on that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole interesting thing about AI videos. Right now, the Amazon Influencer Program is real people. I know because I'm in it and we know lots of influencers. You're in it too. You're an influencer. And I think I'm predicting, but I think 2024 is just going to be even bigger for Amazon sellers with their brands to be able to utilize and understand the importance of the on-site videos of product detail pages. So let's you explain that and why it matters to sellers.
Absolutely. So as a seller, if you go look at your listing or a competitor or pick a listing, right? You may have noticed that there are basically customer videos at the top of the page or about halfway down or both, depending on what listing you're looking at. And when you look at that, it's user-generated content, but there is a group of content creators who are approved for what is called on-site placement, and their videos are approved to show up on your product's listing, as well as other places that Amazon puts it, and they're an offshoot of the affiliate program. So affiliates are the people off-site, TikTok, Instagram, they're driving traffic to Amazon. these content creators actually are approved by Amazon to upload content onto Amazon, which is, when you think about Amazon's like big picture and the fact that they're allowing people to upload content to their platform, is a really big deal. Like, it tells me, because they control everything so tightly, that they're seeing big numbers around this and allowing that content.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they're trusting you're in my face right up there.
Yeah. It's at the point closest to the point of sale. Like, when you look at on a product listing, that main image carousel, if you have that brand video, the product video that creates an upper video carousel, I mean, you've got up to 5 user-generated videos at the top of the product listing. It's above the fold. It's close to the point of purchase. People aren't scrolling down to look at those written reviews. They just see what users are saying about your product at the very top. I mean, that's huge.
That is huge. And there's a secret to how brands unlock that. What's that? Let's unveil that.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you are brand registered, and you upload a product video to your listing, it unlocks that upper carousel. And boy, if the number one thing I tell brands when I'm talking to them, if we're looking through their product listings and they don't yet have a video, it's the best thing you can do. Like, video converts better than text, and unlocking that upper carousel gives you the opportunity to attract those Amazon influencers who can create that content to your product listing. I mean, it's like the best thing you can do.
I love it. Yeah. And it seems so simple and obvious, but y'all, there are so many brands that we see every day that have not opened that up.
Yep. Especially I find sellers who have been around for a long time, and you find that like they're brand registered, they have great product listings, but it's like they've been doing it so long that Amazon just keeps adding things, right? And it's like, oh, wait, we can do video there. Wait, on this listing, I have it on this one, but I didn't know about this one. And it's just like, it just kind of gets lost in the shuffle sometimes for people. But Amazon has opened that as an opportunity. And they even are asking on the back end of Seller Central, sellers to upload videos and giving stats, which I think is, again, like, pretty telling, because Amazon says like if brands upload videos that they could see up to a 9.7% increase in sales. That's an Amazon stat in the back end of Seller Central. So yeah. I imagine if user-generated content converts better than brand videos, that it makes a lot of sense as to why they're letting those influencer user-generated videos sit at the top of a listing.
Yeah. Clearly, Amazon is making more money off of it. So you just brought up a good point. So Amazon sellers, if you haven't uploaded your brand video yet to unlock more spots for user-generated content, it is not actually in where you click edit to edit your regular listing. It's in a completely separate area. Liz, where is that area?
It is in the upper left-hand corner of Seller Central. And then it goes to, I can't remember what the, but it's like,
I'm going to look right now.
Something, and then it's manage videos. I can't remember what the main thing is there, but you're right. It's not in a regular edit of the product listing, which is why I think a lot of people don't know that it's there.
Yeah, it is. It is not in there. So yeah, you have to go down and search through all of your different options, because the first time I went to look for it, I was like, wait, have I not been able to unlock that? And that wasn't it at all. You have to go into brands. That's where it is. And so you have to do it through your brand. So look around other places, but it is not in the regular edit where you just put up your images. Yeah. Oh, and then if you go into catalog, now I have my Seller Central open, you can do upload and manage videos through there as well. So two ways to get there.
Okay.
And yeah, I can see right now that the video I uploaded just last night has gotten 81 views. And I just put it up last night. I put up 2 videos, I guess, because one is my brand video, which is like nicely done with professionals. But the other one is me, because I'm an influencer, even though I can't do it for my own products. Right. I just made my own type of influencer video, and I put it in a position. So do you recommend people do that? Because I think they should.
Yeah. I do, because I think most people, well, let's see how to say this. I think you being on there, even though underneath your name it says the brand name, it's more authentic, right? It's not that really produced. And people are pretty sophisticated in way of shoppers a lot of times now. So like a lot of times that really high-end produced video does do good things in way of like it creates validity. It gives your brand a lot of authority. But yeah, having you then as like, I'm the owner or whatever you're doing, talking about the product, it just creates a little bit more of like a connection with the person shopping.
I guess I should have said who I was. I didn't. I just pretended like I was making an influencer video. But whatever, it's my face.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what matters, right? Is like people see you and they see you interacting with the product.
Yeah. Basically, I did it because I'm showing my sister my product and she, bless her heart, she's like, well, shouldn't there be instructions? I'm like, girlfriend, it's a lotion. Like, okay. So then I was like, I will just make a video of me putting this on my arm where you put lotion.
Yeah. You were like, don't put it in your eyes. That's there are your instructions.
Good thing my sister doesn't listen to this podcast.
Okay, I pulled it. And I think you said this, but just real quick, if you're in Seller Central and you want to upload one of a brand video, you go to the upper left-hand menu, catalog, and then upload and manage videos. And that's where those are.
Cool. So we just gave you all homework for when you're done listening to this podcast. And then message us. You can message me on Instagram or even leave it in the comments for the podcast and let us know if you uploaded it. Because we love to know that we made a difference and we're able to troubleshoot and walk you through stuff.
Absolutely. And if you have multiple listing, here's a hack. It doesn't have to be a different video for every product. It can be a brand level video for your actual brand that you upload into multiple product listings. So don't feel like you have to now go if you've got 5, 10, whatever number of ASINs and create a new professionally done product video for every single one of these. Make it at the brand level. Talk about the brand and upload to each of them. And then it just unlocks the carousel for you.
Yes. And it can just be 30 seconds. Like for your rain gear stuff, you could just be like, you know, I designed this to keep kids dry. And disposable is so brilliant because we don't want all that wet, moldy stuff running around, especially after kids get mud on it. I still think that's a great product you design.
Yeah. You send it to Disney with them when they go on, you know, or field trips or like whatever. It's, they're intentionally disposable, right? But, you know, because I did my keyword research and everything else, they were also thicker than your average disposable rain poncho. So,
and another thought. This was back, okay, so, well, I guess it was 2017, like we both had kids, but going back even like 10 years before that, did this product exist or am I making it up? Were there ponchos you could put on just to go into the clubs so you didn't get wet?
That's probably true. And I probably should have had one when I, you know, got out of high school and went down to South Beach into a foam party. Like I was like, what is this? And then in hindsight, I was like, gross. I should have had a poncho.
Right. But like I was in San Francisco for most of my 20s. So I needed a disposable poncho. I didn't have one. I probably went in the clubs with my hair all wet, but I would have loved to have had one.
Yeah. There's a lot of uses for it. Yeah. I look at it every once in a while now and there are people selling like 100 packs and like other things and everything else. And, you know, it's always hindsight is 20/20. It's like, man, I really should have like stayed with that and like made it work, but that's okay.
Yeah, you know, life changes, life's a journey, and now somebody else listening is going to go sell ponchos. So.
Yeah, good luck. Enjoy it. It was great. Have a great manufacturer if you want their name.
Yeah, and just hit us up because we'll make your influencer video.
Yeah, exactly. Can definitely help with on-site content.
There you go.
Yeah.
So let's talk about misconceptions that Amazon or sellers have about user-generated content, because as an Amazon selling coach, I get so excited about user-generated content, but then I feel like my members and students who are learning from me are a little bit like, oh, wait, what? So let's kind of talk about the misconceptions.
Yeah. So I think probably the top two misconceptions are, one, Amazon named the program Amazon Influencer. And when you think about the word influencer, it immediately takes you to TikTok, Instagram, somebody who's building a huge audience and driving traffic to Amazon, right? So when they named the program, it's a little bit of a misnomer. And so that's probably the number one misconception is people will hop on a call with me and be like, yeah, what kind of traffic are they driving? And I'm like, actually, let's talk about how it's optimizing your listing and helping with conversion, right? So that's the number one misconception. I think the other thing is when people start working with somebody who's in the program, they come at it sometimes with the same expectation that they would of a professionally produced video. Now, we want quality. I want to be able to hear right. you. I want to be able to see you. But you want... I'm going to use this lightly. You want your average person who's shopping for this video. Like when you're doing your branded promotional content on your Instagram, you want somebody who is professional and produced and all of those things. But for user-generated content, you almost want somebody who doesn't look like the model that you have in all of your marketing. You want somebody who looks like your average mom, your average person utilizing it. And so sometimes there's a little bit of a misconception where people are like, well, they didn't have like this type of production value to it, or they didn't have this look to them. And it's like, well, that's not really what you're looking for with user-generated content, because while that's the model that you want in all of your like promotional materials, right. most likely it's not your average user. Even if you're in like really a specific market, like most of us shopping don't look like the models on the, you know, box.
Yes. And that's such a good point. You want your buyer, like your buyer persona, you know, a lot of moms buy products. It's like my product goes towards moms and over 40. Yep. So it's like, that's all I care about yeah. for the user generated content. And you want to see a real person using it. Yeah, I think yes. that is really good. And what about when people pay money? And we can talk about how that works, but if they sure. pay an influencer, it's like then their standards probably go up even higher.
I think, yeah, I've had a couple of those conversations recently where it's like, yes. And you still want, like, the value of it is that it's your average buyer, not the model, right? Did you see those? I'm on, like, the over 40 female mom side of TikTok, right? And there was, like, a while ago this trend where the moms were like, what are we wearing to the pickup line? And, like, I think the girl who started it was, like, in full makeup and heels. And she's like, this is my fit for the line. And then mom started, like, stitching her with, like, their pajamas on, right? And it's like... like this is what we're going to the car rider line. It is like our pajamas. And I think about it kind of like that, right? Like you definitely have people who are using it, who get up in the morning, put all their stuff on to drive their kids to the elementary school car rider line, like for sure. But then you've got like a large portion of the population who's showing up in their pajamas. And you really want that like to cover both. And if they're paying a content creator, I would just encourage you to find both if that's what you're looking for and to look at their other content before you work with them, right? Because by the time you have paid and booked it, you've already seen their other content. And so you should know what their vibe is as opposed to coming back and being like, actually, I thought you were going to do something different this time, right?
Yes, I think that's good. You should look at their content, see if it is the right extension for your brand and if you yes. like them.
Yes.
Yeah. Good advice. Okay. Wait, something I learned about the car pickup line. Okay. First of all, I have a kindergartner. So this is like my first year of drop off pickup at an elementary school.
Yes. It's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing. And my sweet 6-year-old makes me walk him up every morning. He doesn't Aww. Just get out of the car yet. And I will, you know, he's my only child. So I'm like, Enjoy I would that. Be honored to escort you to the door every day. Yes. But what I learned about the outfits is I can't tell you how many comments I get on my outfits. And look, I am not done up because I go to the gym after I drop them off. But what I do wear, and if anybody has seen me like not in my like presentation clothes, I am typically in a matching bottom and top outfit. And nice. I have pink camo. I have regular camo. I have just like a camo color. I have blue. But constantly people are like, oh yeah, this outfit you wore and this outfit. I'm like, wait, am I entertaining y'all with my outfits? And I had no idea.
They're sitting in the car like, look, that's amazing.
And I was like, oh, this is great. I should just like put the associate link so y'all can buy it.
Yeah, exactly. You just have your QR code that links back to your like storefront and be like, you too can wear this.
It's so funny. Even the crossing guard was like, I just love seeing what you're going to wear every day.
I appreciate that you match. I go to the gym and I don't match. I'll have like, you know, a pair of pants and some random shirt that says something like girls just want to have fun or, you know, live, laugh, wine or something.
This is just for drop off and then it all comes off and then there's a whole different workout outfit on.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I know. By the time it's 8 a.m., I've put on like four different outfits.
I love that. I'm not that organized, but I appreciate that about you.
I love it. Okay, so let's jump into what you're doing now with Fluencer Fruit and the software that you develop, but really how you're just out of the kindness of your heart and understanding how this is, that you're helping brands and you're helping influencers connect so that they can make a beautiful partnership.
Yes. So I joke that like I spent so many years on the seller side, right? So like 6 years of my career was spent in the seller side of things and in Amazon. Obviously, I'd done like affiliate before that and whatever. And so now I joke that like I stand squarely in the Amazon influencer space and I just like turn one direction one day and the other direction, you know, the first direction being towards influencers who a lot of these content creators have never worked in the Amazon ecosystem before. And so spend a lot of time talking to them about like working on Amazon, what's successful, how to do product research as an Amazon influencer, because it's not dissimilar to doing product research when you're getting ready to sell a product, right? So spend a lot of time like talking to them about that. And honestly, you know, there's a lot of things that like the content creators don't understand about the seller side of things. For example, did the seller move my video off that upper carousel? And I'm like, no, the seller does not have control over that. That's Amazon. Yep. Like the only thing that the seller can do is add the product video and Amazon does the rest, you know? So like that level of education for the influencers about what's going on the seller side. And then I spend the other half of my time talking to sellers and educating them about how the content creation and the influencer program works. And so to specifically answer your question, the software is like Helium 10 or Jungle Scout for sellers. Fluencer Fruit is that for influencers because product research is very similar, but we have different success metrics, right? So we care about different things off of the product listing. So the Fluencer Fruit extension does that for people who are in the program. And
it's so cute. I've been using it this week. I want to buy a treadmill anyway, but then I went down like the whole rabbit hole of your software. And it just makes me happy to see a banana like at the top of everything I'm looking at.
So the banana and the branding is my version of your like drop-off clothing, right? I get so many comments about the branding on Fluencer Fruit and I love it. Like I went to a designer and I was like, I have this banana that I have bought all the rights to, and I would like to build the brand around this because it's like the old Amazon lore. Do you remember like early days Amazon, Jeff Bezos had banana carts in the headquarters? And so it's a really like deep niche piece of like nod to the Amazon ecosystem. So he built this whole branding, all the yellow, all of the like stuff around the banana. But yeah.
It's like a little cute NFT. Like it is. I love it. Yep.
Yeah. And then on the other side, and I would like to say that this is all out of the goodness of my heart, but I do charge for the agency piece. So I just want to throw that out there in way of like matching influencers with sellers. But I do coaching calls with sellers too and talk to them about how to organically set up their listing for influencers, how to find influencers if they want to go do all of their own research and outreach and all of that. So that part I do just like because I love people and love to help, you know?
Yeah. And connecting brands with people who can promote their products is huge, especially going forward in 2024. As we know, external traffic is a game changer for all brands. So we'll put your contact information in the notes. And then before we say goodbye, let's just talk about more exciting news for 2024 for influencers, for brands, and user-generated content.
Yeah. So the biggest news coming out of the Amazon Influencer Program right now is that all of that on-site content is being rolled out internationally right now. So there are 16 marketplaces that have the Influencer Program. But in the last month, we've seen on-site content. So this user-generated content showing up on product listings in Canada, the UK, and Germany. And so, you know, knowing how Amazon kind of rolls things out, we assume it's coming in all of the marketplaces. But for those of you with product listings that cover multiple geos, when you're talking to influencers about creating UGC for this product, ask them which marketplaces they are approved to upload in, because it's really a way to scale this content. Like right now, I can take one video and upload it to all 16 marketplaces if you have a product there. And wow, then you've just optimized your listing across all 16 marketplaces. Like, it's pretty huge that they're rolling this out internationally.
Yeah, that's powerful. And that's just speaking for how big the program is getting. So yeah, if I were to get approved to sell or to do influencer in the UK, are they going to think my American accent is attractive?
So that's really interesting. There's a lot of conversation about the international stuff right now, because right now, so like my videos on the German marketplace are in English. Initially, I started like translating the titles, and I stopped even doing that. I just upload them in with the English titles just to like see how it goes. I'm making a couple dollars a day in Germany off of my English videos. So
there you go.
But yeah, I imagine like uploading to the UK is going to be, you know, people will be like, oh, Yankee, or, you know, like you've got a US accent, but it's where a majority of the Amazon influencers are, because of course it launched on the .com. So we'll see how long it lasts before the predominant language of the country is mandated, if ever. But right now we're just allowed to like take our same content, upload it to all of the geos as is. And at least at the moment, I mean, Germany's my first example, but Canada, the UK, and Germany all showing English videos with English titles.
That's super cool. I love it. Y'all heard it here first on the Fearless Sellers podcast, Liz dropping bombs on what else is to come for 2024. All right. Well, we will have to have you back to check in on more developments, because this is growing quickly and we didn't even get to touch on AI. So we'll bring that up next time we have you back, and we'll dig into AI and influencers, which is going to be a super hot topic.
Yes.
All right, Liz, any word of advice before I end us?
Nope. I think we've given the hacks as we've gone through. If you do not have a product video on your product listing and you are brand registered, please go do that today.
Lots of homework. All right, Liz, thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, stay fearless.
If you're already selling on Amazon or you're looking to get started and you want my help, go to amzfearless.com to book a free strategy selling session. We can see if we can help you out. That's amzfearless.com. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. Until next time, stay fearless.